Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can literally change the way you feel about yourself and everything around you. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh, here comes another Love and Lights episode," hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending nothing happened. It's about releasing the grip that anger, resentment, and bitterness have on your own mind and heart. Think of it like this. Holding on to those negative feelings is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, slows you down, and makes everything harder. Forgiveness is choosing to lighten that load, freeing yourself up to move forward with more energy, peace, and joy. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and truly let go. 1. Understanding the real cost of holding on. Ever felt like your anger or resentment was keeping you stuck? You know that feeling when you replay an argument in your head over and over, or find yourself constantly thinking about the person who hurt you? That's the price we pay for clinging to negativity. It steals our time, energy, and even our happiness. Holding on to pain doesn't make it go away. It just amplifies its power over us. 2. Forgiveness. Isn't about them, it's about you. This is a big one, folks. Forgiveness isn't about saying what the other person did was okay or that they don't deserve consequences. It's about choosing to release the negative emotions you're carrying so you can reclaim your own peace and happiness. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing not to let the past define your present or future. 3. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. Don't expect to magically forgive someone overnight. It's a process that takes time, introspection, and sometimes even professional help. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and allow yourself the space to heal. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be good days and bad days. Just keep showing up for yourself. 4. Practice empathy. Try to see their side. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but it can help you understand their motivations. Maybe they were hurting themselves, or maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. By trying to see things from their perspective, you might find it easier to let go of the anger and resentment. It's not about condoning their behavior, but it's about creating space for understanding. 5. Let go to make room for growth. Forgiveness isn't just about letting go of negativity, it's also about making room for positive growth. When we forgive others and ourselves, we create a space within ourselves for compassion, understanding, and even love. It opens up our hearts and minds to new possibilities and experiences. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend betrayed your trust. You were heartbroken, angry, and felt utterly let down. For months, you replayed that moment in your head, stewing in resentment. But here's the thing, those feelings are still there, weighing you down, even though time has passed. You might be avoiding social situations because you don't want to run into them, or finding it hard to trust anyone else. Holding on to that anger is preventing you from enjoying life fully and moving forward. Think about what it would feel like to release those heavy emotions. Imagine the lightness, the freedom, and the space for healing that comes with forgiveness. So, remember, folks, forgiving isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immense. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered to live your best life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you found something helpful here, leave a review. It really helps us spread the message. Until next time, remember to tap out of overstimulation and stay grounded in your own awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.